Hi there. This is Melody E., your host of Is It Really a Wonderful Life? Today is Father's Day, and I was just sitting here reminiscing, thinking about memories. My dad transitioned in December of 2017, the day before my birthday. So I kind of never look at my birthday the same. He was 87 years old. And I learned so much from him. You know, I learned how to be a strong, independent woman from him. And ladies, especially, your dad is the first example of a man that you encounter. So whatever experiences you have with that male figure in your life sometimes shape you for years to come. It also shapes how you select partners in your life, whether it's for marriage, whether it's for dating, whether it's for friendship, just how you look at men in general. That is all shaped by the male figure in your life or the lack of the male figure in your life. I was raised a preacher's kid, but I really love my dad for not forcing that down my throat. You know, he gave me the independence to think for myself. Of course, we stayed in church a lot, but he didn't force things down my throat. You know, we would go to church on Sundays, or if we went for a Bible study, he also sang in a quartet, several quartets. So we would always go when they had to sing. So we spent a lot of time in the church. And if you know anything about being in the Black church, that's part of our tradition. That's part of our heritage. Many of us spent a lot of time in the church. And that was fine because that is what helped to build my foundation. So if you're fortunate enough to still have your father in your life, to still have your father with you, embrace that. You know, whatever differences you have, whatever you may think. Of course, my dad wasn't perfect. None of us are. But he was a good father. He was a good provider. He was a good father. And if you are blessed to have a male figure in your life that is there for you, that is supportive in you, the way in which they know how. Because we have to remember that everybody has their own issues. Everybody deals with their own issues. So many times we'll look at our parents and we'll blame them. Or we'll say, you know, during my childhood, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. But we have to understand, most times people do the best they can do, the best they know how to do. Not the best they can do, but the best they know how to do at that time. Most times you do, if you're a parent, you do the best that you know how to do at that point. Now, it may not be the best that you can do, but it is the best that you know how to do. The saying is, when you know better, you do better. When I first became a parent, I have three children. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. You know, my husband and I were always struggling, and I didn't know about being a parent. I knew, you know, what I saw, but I didn't really know anything about raising children. I kind of knew the basics. I didn't go out in the street and leave my kids by themselves or anything like that. We were there for our kids, but I didn't really know what I know now. And what I know now is totally different from what I knew then. And I probably would have done things differently. However, we can't go back and wish we had done that or wish we had not done that, because we all have paths. And sometimes we think those paths are convoluted, or we had a hard time, or we didn't get the support or love that we should have had. But those paths serve to expand us. Everything that happens in life serves to expand us. It's for our expansion. And so everything that I went through, whether it was in my childhood, in my teenage years, it served to bring me to the place I am now. Because I learned so much. It taught me so much. And the main thing that I know now, which I'm happy I learned, is that when people act a certain way or people do things in life, it's, and you think, oh, this person did this to me or my parents, you know, a lot of people blame their parents, but it's never about you. It's never about someone doing something to you. You have to learn how to not take things personally. Like in the four agreements, one of the four agreements is don't take anything personally, because it really isn't about you. When another person treats you a certain way or mistreats you, it's not about you, it's about them. They have the issue, not you. We take it on. You know, we get upset and we react. We take that issue on, but it's never about us. And so that has helped me in recent years to deal with difficult people, to deal with attitudes, because I remember, okay, there's something behind this person's behavior. They are acting this way. They may be reflecting it on me, onto me, but it's not about me at all. It's about how they're feeling about themselves. Whether it's hatred because of the color of my skin, it's not about me. It's about how they feel about themselves. So if you remember that and think about that, it can help you get through a lot of difficult situations with people, whether it's in your family, whether it's friends, or just out in the world. It's never about you. It's always about the other person. So I just wanted to say that if you have a dad still in your life, and you know, I believe my dad is still with me every day. Sometimes I'll see messages, I'll see a red bird come and light on my windowsill or something. So I believe people's energy still stays, you know, in the world. But I do miss him. I miss him a lot. You know, sometimes I forget and I feel like I can just pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you? You know, because we used to pick up the phone and have these conversations. And I have to stop for a minute and think, wow, you know, he's not physically here anymore. And so it can be difficult. You know, it can be emotional. Like on a day like today, sometimes I get emotional because, you know, we had a great relationship. And, you know, I believe I treated him well when he was here on earth. But it's difficult. You know, I still feel his presence. I still feel his love, but it's difficult because I cannot just pick up the phone and talk to him. So if you can do that, embrace that. Any misgivings that you have or any situations that you have that you haven't been able to rectify, you know, it's not, forget all that. Forget all that, because that person can literally be gone the next day. I went to work. I wasn't expecting anything. I knew that my dad was up in age. I knew that he was kind of ready. But I got the phone call when I was at work to come to the hospital that he wasn't responsive. And I remember driving through a snowstorm in Atlanta. And so what should have taken me maybe a half hour took me about an hour and a half to get there. And when I got there, he was gone, you know, and he just looked like he was sleeping. So I kissed him on the forehead and that was it. So embrace the people in your lives that you love, you know, and it's not always blood family. It could be a father figure that has been there for you. It could be a stepfather, it could be an uncle, somebody, it could be somebody that's totally not related to you, but if they have been there for you, supported you and loved you, embrace them and tell them that. Tell them that you love them and put everything else aside. Have a great day, and here's to your greatness.